Where's Optimus Prime?
The filthy red and blue bot?
Yeah.
Gives off a corroded metallic stench.
Okay, corroded, that is too far.
Okay.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. I'm Scott.
I'm Joe.
And today we are doing before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give your thoughts. Your thoughts?
Our thoughts.
Your thoughts, Joe.
My specific thoughts?
Yeah.
No one gives a crap what I have to say.
I do. I do, baby.
Oh, thanks.
And we share them before and after. And we sometimes say spoiler-free, but at the end, we maybe sometimes do spoilers. This one, probably not.
Probably
doesn't
no spoilers.
Need a spoiler.
Nah.
But today we are seeing Transformers 1, the newest animated film by director Josh Cooley. He is the director of Toy Story 4. He is also the writer of Toy Story 4 and Inside Out. And he's a voice actor as well. This isn't Michael Bay's Transformers.
No, it's not.
This is an animated feature.
I'm excited. I love animation.
As a long-running fan of the Transformers franchise since I was a kid, when it was created just to sell me toys that I bought and I loved, the ones that transformed and cut me because they were made out of die-cast steel. Probably the most unhealthy things. And when they transformed into weapons, like handguns, that probably could have got me killed by cops. Yes, the 80s. What a time it was.
When we almost died every day and our parents didn't give a shit.
When all of our toys were made out of...
Like lead.
And
nothing
firecrackers,
flame retardant.
Everything had firecrackers. How about all the toys that had pull cords and they were like wheelies, like the Tron toys?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I burned my hand so bad holding the Tron toy while I whipped the wheel out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like I wanted to jump out of my palm, and it just burned myself.
Yeah, we had some crazy stuff in the 80s. I tell you, they didn't care if we lived or died.
And we had to learn. We had to learn on our own. Oh, firecracker, bad. and literally every single toy I had a firecracker element to it. Do you remember all those? The caps you would put in there?
Oh my
gosh.
He-Man
would do the punch with the firecracker?
Yeah.
We're old.
We are old. We are definitely showing our age.
Yeah. But you know what's really interesting? You know you're showing your age when the new Transformers movie you're going to see is about how Megatron and Optimus Prime were once buddies.
Yeah. Oh, can I bring up a really sad memory for myself that I'd like to share?
Sad one, huh?
Yeah, you know, back in the 80s, everyone had a Cabbage Patch doll. Yeah, cue the music here. Okay. Seriously, everyone had a Cabbage Patch doll, and I was so excited because my godmother gave me a Cabbage Patch doll once, right? I got a boy one. I got a boy Cabbage Patch doll, and he was wearing, like, this orange leisure suit. Yes. Like, not as bad as Lloyd Christmas, but, okay. Like, it was just, like, a velvet, like, little leisure suit. It was, like, shorts. It was a little boy doll. And I was like, what would possess her to give me a boy Cabbage Patch doll? I wanted the one with pigtails.
You wanted a little girl one.
I wanted a little girl one with a little purple dress, and I got a boy one. I'm like, who does this? Who does this to their godchild?
They were like, have a boy. There's too many damn girls in your family.
I mean, really, though? I still never got that girl Cabbage Patch doll. I'm just saying. That was the only Cabbage Patch doll I ever got because we couldn't afford shit. So I literally had no girl Cabbage Patch doll. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry about this.
I just thought I'd share that moment in my life.
I wish I could remember. My mother had a Cabbage Patch doll.
I think she still has it.
Does she?
Yeah. I'm going to take it.
I can't remember its name. But I should remember because it sat in our guest room on a rocking chair. And it was, it just spooked me out. And, you know, it had that smell. I think all Cabbage Patch Dolls did. They were supposed to smell like babies, which was like baby powder.
Well, yeah, well, they just smelled like plastic for the most part.
I remember this thing did smell like baby powder. It creeped me out.
I mean, hey, I was very happy to get one at all because I never thought I would ever have one. They were so expensive back then. But I think I was more obsessed with the fact that he had socks on. Little shoes.
Yes.
And they love the socks and the shoes. And he came with like extra diapers. I'm like, when am I supposed to do this? He's not going to poop.
I think I used to smack it around. And I remember the shoes would come off. I wish I could remember its name. I'm going to think about it now. No. Oh, what are we seeing again?
Oh, yeah, we're seeing Transformers.
Oh, not the Cabbage Patch Doll movie.
No, no, I was sharing a moment with our listeners so that they get to know the real me and engage my disappointment in not having a girl Cabbage Patch Doll.
Oh, no.
I'll be all right.
We're going back.
I'll be all right. I have, you know, Annabelle and Tiffany and Tiffany.
You have all the dolls now, Joe.
Not Megan. I'm going to get her, though.
No, we don't need that giant ass creepy. We do need Megan. Sex looking doll in our house.
Oh my god,
it's a creepy life-size doll.
Now that you just said that,
it is weird.
She's not a life-size doll, she's the size of Annabelle.
No, she's like half, she's bigger than Annabelle. What are we talking about? We're talking about Transformers.
Anyway, movie. Sorry, guys, I had to share my trauma about the doll, but anyway,
how do you feel about Transformers?
I love Transformers. I love them. I watched it as a kid and still as an adult. I love it. Our friend brought over his Optimus Prime that has voice command, and I could not be more obsessed with this thing.
Yeah.
And he would transform, like you would tell him to transform. He would do it and he would be like, Autobots, roll out.
Yeah.
And he would just turn into a Mack truck and start moving by himself. It was so rad.
Yeah. And that the new Megatron one is incredible. Very jealous of people who are having that.
That's just expensive.
It's
though.
Expensive.
Yeah, I would love to have one. Just follow me around the house.
It's wild.
I love it.
But yeah, your favorite character being Bumblebee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Bumblebee. He's cute. I can't help it. I guess I'm a basic bitch, but I really like Bumblebee.
You know, I would say that we've seen every single Transformers movie in the theater, but we learned... In our Talking Trash episodes, we learned that we didn't see them all. We actually had missed one in the theater, and that was the last one with Mark Wahlberg. Well, so we watched that for Talking Trash, but we've seen every other Transformers movie in the theater.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Because I like those movies. I think they're beautifully done with the way they transform and just the visuals. All the visuals, just gorgeous. They were well done.
I've definitely liked the resurgence of the movies. I liked... Bumblebee. I actually think that's one of the better ones. And then I didn't mind Beast Wars so much. I know some people didn't seem to like it, but we didn't mind it.
No.
It was fine.
Yeah.
And
it was a fun one.
Yeah, well, there wasn't a one after that, right? That was it. It was the last Transformers film.
I think that's the
film.
Last one, yeah.
So, I mean, we've been on a roll. We enjoy these films. So, I'm with this one in particular being an animated film, I guess it worries me that it is going to be more of the origin's going to be very confusing to the lore. And it's going to be one of those movies that this is a whole reboot of it. And it's like a remake of the whole thing. Well, I guess I'm fine with that because why not at this point? And a lot of people get freaked out because the cartoon's sacred. It was made just to sell you a toy. It was ridiculous.
Oh,
Megatron
God, yeah.
turned somehow shrank when he became a gun. I never understood it. I still don't understand it. But damn, do I like it.
Man, come on. They had some good shit in the 80s. I mean, it was good. It was crap, but it was good.
So I'm kind of stoked. I'm not stoked. It's a kid's film, but at the end of the day, I like those kind of movies, and I don't care. And I'm kind of like excited just to watch Transformers transforming.
That's it. I mean, whatever origin stuff they tried to do, and they switch it around to do that, all that. I just don't care. I just want to see the Transformers. I love them.
Yeah,
I think they're great, and I'm all about the nostalgia. I'm a nostalgia person. Anything to do with my childhood growing up, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm here for this.
Yeah. So, yeah, what do you think you're going to probably give it when you leave out of 10?
You know, oddly enough, as much as I haven't seen the trailer a lot, but when I do see the trailer, I get super giddy because it's cute. But I think I'm going to come out with a 7.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I'm hoping it's going to be high.
Hoping it's probably going to be a 6. If it's more, I'll be very pleasantly surprised.
I mean, if it's higher than a 7, I will be shocked. I will be, like you said, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to come out with a 7. I think I'm going to like it. And probably for the stupidest reasons on earth, but I think I'm going to like it.
Since this is by a writer and director who has made really good things and been a part of a lot of Pixar, I have faith that this might actually be a pretty decent good movie.
Yeah.
Especially since the guy knows how to write emotional stuff in a kid's film mm-hmm. that is more gravitating toward adults.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if he does even a slight bit of that in this, we could be very shocked about how good and enjoyable this movie is. So anything past the 6 is amazing.
Yeah, maybe I'm being a little too like overzealous, but I'm just excited for this because I just think it looks really cute. I love the Transformers, and I'll watch any Transformers.
Yeah. All right, let's go check this out.
A cave with teeth. Nothing scary about that. Holy Primus.
I see strength in you. Take these and access your full potential.
We can transform now.
How do we use these things?
Come on!
My head.
How you choose to use this power is up to you. We roll out.
What?
Louder.
Transform and roll out.
I want to help build a better world. Like you said, we can be so much more.
Maybe it's just me, but he's different.
Yeah, no, I picked up on that.
I picked up on that, too.
What happened to my best friend?
Burn it down! All of it!
We have to stop him.
We could have built the future together.
I don't think so.
Decepticons! Rise up!
Incoming!
Come on!
Awesome! That's what I'm talking about!
Now is the time for us to stand up. Together. As one.
And we're back. We saw Transformers 1. Joe, what are your thoughts?
I thoroughly enjoyed this. It was full of beautiful effects, and I really appreciated the, I guess, origin story. I thought it was really cute.
I'm going to be the more negative side of this.
I had a feeling, yeah.
I'm going to be the Megatron to your Optimus.
Aw.
I think it's okay. I thought it was fine. I do have some problems with it.
Yeah, I mean, I have some problems with it too. But I thought it was fun. I didn't hate it.
Yeah. I think the story is weak in the sense that the characters' motivations are just very rushed. It does not gel.
I understand why you would say that. I get it. But you know what? I think I was focusing a little bit on the other aspects and not, like, the villain so much as I should have, I guess. I don't know. I enjoy the other characters, so I wasn't really too focused on the rushed job that they kind of did. I don't know.
Well, there's not really many characters. I mean, there's some kind of characters.
Yeah, I think a couple.
Of course, once again, Bumblebee is always going to steal the show.
Of course.
Keegan-Michael Key is amazing.
He's
just so much fun. He always brings something to everything he does that makes me want to smile.
Yes.
And he's without a doubt my favorite aspect of this movie. I just feel like everything else, I think there was like a good setup, but as things go on, it none of it makes the characters. I mean, if their idea was to set up like a whole thing about the origin of the story being that they were good friends, I don't think that the movie didn't even, it's like they didn't even try to make it make sense why they would stop being friends. I mean, it's not a spoiler because we all know the plot and we know what happens. We know
the characters.
So.
But yeah.
It doesn't check out at all.
See, their friendship makes sense. But you're right. Their separation kind of just happens. You know?
It's like.
It's very like in the blink of an eye.
It's like the Megatron character who is not called Megatron.
No.
Until the end. He just. I have no idea what's going on there. I mean, they needed to work on it a little bit to make this make sense.
Well, he was just filled with blind rage.
It's out of nowhere.
And I think that kind of just changed him. But it was weird because I feel like the character that he was or the entity that he was would not have switched that quickly.
No. The things that he decides to do are just out of nowhere. It was not built up at all.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of the art? Like the, you know, style of them?
Yeah, there was a lot of great stuff going on. A lot of great colors. Everything looked fun. I just felt... Well, I'm like, this movie's fine. But I feel like there was something dull about it.
Really?
Something that just didn't feel, like, fleshed out. Something felt off. Like, while there was humor, it wasn't enough. And when there was like story, there wasn't enough. Everything felt very bare bones to me in this movie. I mean, like the plot is very generic. The characters come off a little too rushed and underdeveloped. And it just goes from point A to B. While I think it's, interesting, well, it will probably keep people's attention and stuff like that. And it looks pretty. There's not much going on. And I don't know. It kind of was dull for a little bit there in the movie. Something about it didn't just roll. There was no like real emotional, something to gravitate toward very much, at least for the adult audience. I don't know how kids would feel. There was a person in the audience who was probably a teenager. Sound like they yawned a lot. So,
well, yeah. well, see, that's the thing. I get it. I get what you're saying, but I feel as though there's not really much in here for kids. I feel like it's more adult just because of, the themes. I don't know why. I don't feel like kids would enjoy this. This is not like a, like, there wasn't a lot of, like, slapsticky humor. Like, when we first meet Bumblebee in the Transformers movies, the live-action movies, I feel like he's funnier, he's more vibrant, he's more larger-than-life than he was in, like, this movie. And I feel like although he was very funny and cute in this, he was adorable, I feel like he shouldn't be the one to carry that. You know, I feel like everyone should have their own moments. And I don't feel like the other characters in this movie, he really had those moments.
Yeah, especially the Scarlett Johansson robot, which is Alita, I believe.
Alita, she's very beautiful to look at.
Yeah, it just...
It wasn't very fleshed out, like, her character. It was just kind of, she was just there, but...
She was kind of like, I'm a badass, and that was like, it.
That's it, yeah, like, she was doing a lot of, punching of Optimus and stuff.
Yeah,
she was... A tough robot.
I liked chick, everybody's voices. Everybody was doing a good job.
Yeah.
Like John Hamm is in it as a leader character, and he is very, he's having it a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say hamming it up and it's doing the nose, but he's having a good time and it's fun to listen to. The same thing with Steve Buscemi, which is funny. They do a lot of jokes. I would say that this is a complete reboot. So if you're a complete fan of Transformers, I would say that this is a full on reboot of the franchise. So I mean, you kind of know where things are going, this is kind of changing it up so they can do their own thing. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, Bumblebee's always been kind of like a teen, one of them, and so he's always come off as like more of the friendly, caring kid of the bunch, and in this he's like kind of a crazy, bumbling idiot, it's like a fun way to change it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that they did it for a good joke where Bumblebee in the Michael Bay movies has always been kind of voiceless.
Right.
Using like noises and stuff like that. And his radio player, whatever the hell it is, to make the sounds.
Mm-hmm.
In this, they're like, oh, it's the complete opposite. He never shuts up.
Right. Yeah.
Which is fun.
I mean, it's fun. I enjoyed this movie. I kind of was just letting myself just enjoy it, just for the visuals and, you know, just some of the cute humor. But I will say this. I did not love it as much as I was hoping to.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot more emotionally driven.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed, but I did enjoy it. I did enjoy this movie. I'm not coming out of the movie theater like, oh, shit, you know?
Yeah.
But it's definitely not a 7.
No, I mean, it could easily be a 5 in my eyes, but because it's a fun movie. The art in it, the people who worked on this movie obviously put in a lot of effort and a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows. There are some really great neon color looks and you know, there's some really interesting fun ideas. Just I felt like they needed something more in a script to make this something. I mean, from the guy who worked on like Inside Out, where it's like very emotionally driven.
Yes.
And Toy Story 4, where it's again very personal, very deep. None of that is in this.
No, I didn't feel it. I mean, I kind of did feel like the burned out friendship that it kind of made me feel sad between the two of them. But
it had you questioning.
It was
right?
Very like so. It was so quick that I was like, okay, was he just like this all along, and now it's just coming out? Because it didn't seem that way.
It didn't seem that way, and it felt like there needed to be something more explained.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this will be the kind of movie that makes money to make more in this kind of way. I really don't think it will, but
I don't think so
I'll be surprised
either.
If it is successful. I think that I don't know if people are still like gung-ho for Transformers in the way that they used to be. I think people might be burnt out.
It makes me sad. That really makes me sad because I just, although, you know, what Michael Bay did with the Transformers, when we first saw that, it was so glorious to see that on screen. And the sound that they made when they transformed and just the visual, like, eye candy of it was amazing. And I wish we had that here because I didn't get, like, we didn't have, like, the sounds. It was
something was wrong with that,
something
right?
was a little off about it. When they learned how to transform, it seemed like they were first struggling, and then they automatically just knew exactly what to do. So, yes, there was a couple of things wrong with the movie. Overall, as a plot, I would say that, you know, I think Megatron's plot could have been more given more love, I think, especially since this movie was 1 hour and 44 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. So they had the time. I just don't think they utilized it properly.
Yeah. And I would say that there's an odd thing in this movie that seems to set up a sequel, because there's a plot line in here that just does not come back.
Right.
Of another race or an alien species.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of shown. And then it's like, moving on.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's the thing. Okay, anyway, what's next?
So it's like, well, that thing, aren't they going to come back? And I'm sure if it would have stayed for the credits, we would have seen something.
Oh.
But I wasn't, I'm like, it's not something I needed to know, you know?
I mean, it was a fun little movie. I'm glad we saw it. I really was excited to see it. But it didn't blow my mind the way I was hoping it would. I mean, it was okay. It was, I think it was better than generic, or, you know, like mediocre. I think it was a six.
Yeah, I mean, a six is, it's fine. Like I said, it's definitely, if you're in for that, it's going to like satisfy that itch.
Yeah.
Of one of these movies. And it's kind of like that, a good gateway for kids to get back on board with Transformers. But I'm not sure if it'll be a hit. And I would really love to know if kids will be, you know, this won't bore them a little bit. Because it felt like it should have been bigger and like, wow.
Yeah, it should have been larger than life. It should have been more. I think kids like slapsticky humor. That's where Bumblebee comes in. But I don't feel like there's enough of it here.
Yeah.
Where no one else contributed to that humor. I think he just kind of carried it by himself.
There was a couple of good moments. I mean, Chris Hemsworth is great at comedy. He's really good at it. He needs better stuff around him to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he was given enough here, because he is supposed to be a serious character. His motivations, I again, the characters, they make choices and things happen to them. And I'm like, I don't feel like that any of that is making sense to me. And so it kept taking me out of the big moments.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
But and I think that overall hurt the movie for me. But I think, again, it is a fine, you know, sitting, relaxing, bring your kids to a flick. Mm-hmm. It's a fine movie in that sense.
Yeah.
So I definitely would go with the six as well.
Okay.
Although it's teetering. I'm like, it's fine.
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a good time watching it, so I'm not going to hate on it. I'm not going to go any further and start picking it apart. It's fine. Like, if I don't see it ever again, I will also be fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's exactly what I was saying. It's like, you know, it's funny, in the opening of Bumblebee, the Bumblebee movie.
Oh, I love it.
In the opening, they actually show, like, the fight on Cybertron with all the Transformers and Decepticons fighting. And in that 5 to 10 minute sequence is probably better than most of the Transformers things we've gotten in the last whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of sad to me. I'm like, how is that cooler than like this entire movie, kind of, in a way? Well, but I mean, like, it's fine. And I'm sorry I'm dumping on it, because you came out and you were like, yay.
No, I wasn't like yay. I did enjoy the movie. I did. Like, I was like, oh, you know, I did enjoy the story. I thought that the origin story was kind of neat. But, I mean, I didn't love it. You know, I didn't absolutely love it. So, yeah. It's a six.
All right. Any parting thoughts?
No. Again, nothing. And if anyone's listening, send me a Cabbage Patch Girl doll.
What? Why? And why would...
Because I
love that you're
need...
asking someone to do it for you.
If any of my family members are watching or listening to this. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? That ship has sailed. I now have all killer dolls in my house. It's... See? Not getting that Cabbage Patch doll. It's done something to me. Done something to my psyche.
Now it's a gateway drug.
It was. You know what? It's okay. I'm who I was meant to be now.
Nice. All right. So thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this movie, or you hated it or whatever, and you have similar thoughts or disagreements, I'd love to hear about it. Please hit us up on social media, on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. We would love to hear your thoughts. And thanks again for listening, and have a good one. Bye.
Until next time, legends.